As more and more people become interested in lifestyle medicine, developing a sound business model for a lifestyle medicine medical practice is becoming increasingly important. Whether you want to optimize insurance in a traditional setting or utilize different payment systems and practice models, such as cash, direct primary care model, or concierge systems, a strategic approach is necessary. In this article, we will explore how to develop a sound business model for a lifestyle medicine medical practice. Firstly, it is essential to understand what lifestyle medicine is and the value it brings to patients. According to the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, ACLM, lifestyle medicine is an evidence-based practice of helping individuals and families adopt and sustain healthy behaviors that affect health and quality of life. Lifestyle medicine is a preventative approach to healthcare that addresses the root causes of chronic diseases through diet, physical activity, stress management, and other lifestyle factors. To develop a sound business model for a lifestyle medicine medical practice, it is crucial to optimize insurance and utilize different payment systems and practice models. Let's explore each of these options. Traditional insurance model. A traditional insurance model involves practices accepting insurance plans from private insurance companies or government programs like Medicare. Practices need to be credentialed with each insurance company they want to accept payments from, and the reimbursement process can be time-consuming. The first step in optimizing insurance is to understand the insurance landscape. Medicare is a government-funded health insurance program that provides coverage to individuals over the age of 65 or with certain disabilities. Medicare provides information on how to become a Medicare provider and the benefits of becoming one. The American Academy of Family Physicians, AAFP, provides information on different private health insurance plans and how to negotiate with insurance companies to ensure fair compensation for services. It is essential to have a deep understanding of insurance plans and their policies to optimize insurance and maximize revenue. Coding for lifestyle medicine in a traditional insurance model. Coding for lifestyle medicine in traditional insurance typically involves using specific codes to indicate the type of service or intervention provided. The codes used may vary depending on the insurance provider and the specific service being provided. For example, if a patient receives counseling for weight management, the healthcare provider may use the code 97802, Medical Nutrition Therapy, Initial Assessment and Intervention, or 99401, Preventive Medicine Counseling and or Risk Factor Reduction Interventions provided to an individual. If the patient participates in a supervised exercise program, the healthcare provider may use the code 97110, Therapeutic Exercise to Develop Strength, Endurance, Range of Motion, and Flexibility. When coding for group visits, it is important to assign the appropriate evaluation and management (E/M) codes for each individual participating in the visit, based on the complexity of their conditions and the services provided. Additionally, coding for chronic care management requires capturing the time spent by healthcare providers in coordinating and managing the ongoing care of patients with chronic conditions. This includes documenting the time spent on care coordination, telephone consultations, prescription management, and other relevant activities. It is essential to adhere to the coding guidelines and documentation requirements established by the insurance carrier to accurately reflect the level of care provided during group visits and chronic care management, ensuring proper reimbursement and facilitating continuity of care for patients. It is important to note that not all insurance plans cover lifestyle medicine interventions, and coverage may be limited or may require prior authorization. Healthcare providers may need to work closely with insurance companies to ensure that the services provided are properly coded and covered under the patient's insurance plan. Coding for plant-based nutrition education. Here are some strategies and guidelines to optimize coding for plant-based nutrition education in a traditional insurance model. 1. Identify the correct billing code. The billing code for plant-based nutrition education is likely to fall under the category of preventative services or counseling and education. The billing code used should reflect the nature of the service provided, and the documentation should support the use of the code. Commonly used codes for plant-based nutrition education include CPT codes 97802, 97803, and G0270. 2. Understand the coverage policy. Once you have identified the billing code, it is essential to understand the insurance coverage policy for plant-based nutrition education. Check the coverage policy of your patient's insurance plan to ensure that the services provided fall under the covered benefits. If the service is not covered, you can consider appealing the claim or providing the service on a cash basis. 3. Document the service. Proper documentation of the service is crucial in optimizing coding for plant-based nutrition education. Documenting the service accurately and thoroughly ensures that the billing code used is supported by the medical record. Make sure to include the date, time, and duration of the service, as well as the content of the education provided. For .monitor payment, after submitting the claim, monitor the payment from the insurance company. If there are any issues or discrepancies, follow up with the insurance company and provide additional information as needed. Please click on the article below to take a deeper dive on optimizing coding in lifestyle medicine practices. https://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc6124946. Utilizing different payment systems and practice models. There are different payment systems and practice models available for lifestyle medicine medical practices. These include cash, direct primary care model, or concierge systems. Cash-based model. A cash-based model involves patients paying out of pocket for services rendered. This model is ideal for practices that want to avoid dealing with insurance companies and the complex reimbursement process. Practices that utilize this model need to price their services competitively and offer transparent pricing to their patients. Direct primary care, DPC, model. DPC is a model where patients pay a monthly or annual fee to their primary care physician in exchange for unlimited access to primary care services. This model eliminates the need for insurance companies and provides physicians with a steady income stream. AAFP provides information on how to set up a DPC practice and the benefits of doing so. Concierge model. A concierge model is similar to a DPC model but includes additional amenities and services that go beyond primary care, such as 24/7 access to the physician, personalized health plans, and telemedicine consultations. This model is ideal for practices that want to offer a high-end, personalized experience to their patients. Conclusion. In conclusion, developing a sound business model for a lifestyle medicine medical practice requires optimizing insurance and utilizing different payment systems and practice models. It is essential to have a deep understanding of insurance plans and their policies, as well as the advantages and disadvantages of different payment systems and practice models. The Medicare website and AAFP website provide valuable resources for providers looking to start a lifestyle medicine medical practice. By following these steps, providers can develop a profitable and sustainable lifestyle medicine practice that benefits their patients and communities.